Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw bunts towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and throws to second to double up Boley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and has Cochran trapped. There's the throw to Calm, who throws to Appling, who tags Cochran for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Earnshaw. Sissel scores. Appling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Com moves to second. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earnshaw moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Earnshaw scores. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simons hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Com reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simons. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Simons steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, White Sox, 5. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Simmons is walked intentionally. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boley is hit by the pitch. Dykes moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller scores. One out. It's 6-5, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 7-5, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Red Faber. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.